Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Revelation 2, verse 10. We now come to the final stanza in the New Testament. The wonderful book of Revelation tells us about the victory that we have in Jesus. Key word in the book of Revelation is the word victory or overcomes. He who overcomes, Jesus said, I'll give him a new name. I'll give him a place in heaven. All the many blessings we desire are only accomplished if we overcome. And so Revelation is about overcoming so that you can come over and live with Jesus. It's true that Revelation has symbolic language. Revelation 1 verse 3 tells us it was written in signs and symbols. It's not meant to be picked apart, every detail analyzed, and every vision made literal. We don't believe there's a dragon or a seven-headed monster or a beast that a harlot's riding, drinking blood out of a cup. Those things are images. It is a highly figurative book, but the pictures impress images on our minds. Images of God's victory, images of Rome's destruction, and images of Christians remaining faithful no matter what happens. And so the book of Revelation tells us, you be faithful no matter what, and you'll receive the crown of life. That crown is ultimately described in the latter part of the book, chapter 21, verses 3 and 4, is described as a place where there be no more sorrow, no more death, no more crying, no more pain. All the former things have passed away. That is what Christians have to look forward to if they overcome. And thus, as we close this sinking together of the New Testament, this bringing all the books into the main message, salvation is in Jesus Christ, and to have that salvation, I must be a child of His, and I must be faithful unto death, so that I can receive the crown of life. Friend, are you a child of God? Have you done what Jesus said? Jesus said you must be born of water and the Spirit to get into the kingdom of heaven. Are you a child of God? If you're a child of God, have you been living faithful? Remember, the crown of life only goes to those who are faithful unto death. May God help us to be one of those people.
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.